Hello, friends. This is Nikki, aka the Gentle Healthy Traveler, and this is a Victim to Victorious Summit. I am so excited to be here with Adina Hodges. Welcome, Adina.
Thank you. It's such a joy to be with you and such an honor. Thank you for inviting me to participate. I'm really excited.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun. Adina is passionate to see people transformed and walking out their true identity. She is the wife to Gil and mom to three adult children. She loves to teach and write and facilitate group encounters with God. With Gil, she co-founded Kingdom Equipping Center, Meditate on Me, Ultimate Impact and Transformations, including breathing transformations. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Yes.
Coming who you are. With a compassionate heart, wisdom, and practicality, she inspires others to walk out their transformed life. And that is the bio that I'm sure you went, but that's very modest because you actually... You actually have inspired and you actually lead a community of just brave, courageous seekers of God. And you are just at the forefront. You're a visionary. You're a compassionate heart. And I just have so much respect and gratitude for you, Adina. So
oh, honor
you. Now, thanks so much for joining us. We have been learning a lot about breathing techniques. A couple of people, Tara Bianca and Trudy Messer, some other folks that are on here really talking into breathing and how that can help lower stress responses. We've done a lot of the scientific-y stuff, and we'll go into that a little bit. But we've really nerded out on those other shows, so we're just going to have a little bit of fun. So be sure to check those other ones out.
Yes.
You offer breathing techniques in your platform, which I would call the KT community, Kingdom Talks community.
Yes.
We will put links in the description below so you can check that out, what Adina has to offer, Adina and Gil. But I guess on a personal level, at first, what encouraged you to decide to include breathing techniques in your platform? And just to give folks kind of a background, this is a platform of really profound, amazing teachings from a biblical standpoint based in Christianity, however, an expanded view of Christianity. Is that correct? Can we describe
yes.
it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our heart is really for a holistic perspective to healing. You know, is there's a lot of things that we deal with, you know, on a spirit level, on a soul level, but we can't leave out our body. It's so critical.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you really have done an amazing job in including, you know, all these different modalities and also taking people where they're at on their journey with God. Plain and simple, you know, let's just look at it. Let's explore together. You have the three plumb lines, and I love your platform. And you have breathing techniques as part of that. Yes. It's called Breathing Transformations. Before we get into the nitty gritty of breathing transformations, how that all came about for you in your journey, why was breathing and learning different breathing techniques important to you for your journey?
Well, thank you, Nikki. For me, you know, it was a personal journey. Just to give you some background is I was a normal, healthy teenager until 15, and I was away at boarding school, and I had a sudden collapse where, you know, for the next 6 years of basically bedridden. And it's been a journey of progressive healing since then. Yeah. Back then, you know, they didn't know what it was. Of course, today it would be diagnosed as, you know, fibromyalgia, that type of thing. So ton of fatigue, ton of pain, just, you know, totally laid out. Mm-hmm. And the creator brought me on, you know, an amazing healing journey. And breathing was a later component to it, but I would say it was a major shift. into really the next level of healing for me. And at the time, my oldest son introduced me to the Wim Hof breathing method. And so many of you may already be familiar with that. You can there's some free YouTube videos you can take a look at to get into that. But as I started into, doing that on a regular basis, my energy, my health, my immunity just was really, really strengthened. And it was a great way to start my day, with, just gaining that strength and energy to face whatever would come.
So you're saying it was kind of like a progression. Would you like to share what other steps you took kind of it before you got into
We
the healing?
tried all kinds of different things, and my dad is a physician, and so he took me to every place, including the National Institutes of Health, and in a search for that healing. And it was gradual. A lot of areas that were there had to do with allergies, and so when we moved to California to a drier climate, my health improved quite a bit. Sleeping was an issue, and as I got my sleep better under control, that helped. Engaged actually early on in some hydrotherapy, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in conjunction with cold showers. But even
Yes, we
back
will.
then, we were doing hot and cold showers, 3 minutes hot, 30 seconds cold, 3 rounds of that. That was beneficial along the way. And, it wasn't until more recently that I discovered a lot of trauma that was buried that I had no idea of. And really recognizing that, again, we're whole people. And so you have to deal with every level, body, soul, and spirit, to come into the fullness, of healing. And I feel like I'm 90, 95% there. I've got just a little bit more that I'm working through and processing, but I'm so grateful for the journey. A lot of times we're looking for instant fix, but I have learned so much through this journey that I would not trade for anything.
So awesome. And it just really is a testament that everybody's healing journey is unique. Now then you created breathing transformations. And it's a really, you said you were inspired by the Wim Hof method, aka the Iceman, right? And hats off to him, man. I've seen some of his videos. I'm like, I'm not doing that. But us normal people don't have to go to those extremes. But you created breathing transformations. And you yourself lead people through the process. There's a really amazing intro, and you've included some really interesting things in there. And you say that it's inspired by the Wim Hof method. So you want to go into breathing transformations? And then I'll share a little bit about my experience with it. We'll dive into like some a little bit of details of that.
So I'd been doing the Wim Hof method for a little while, and it's one of those things where, they do have an app that has a timer on it, and you can go through that. But I found it to be distracting, and this competitive thing of, how long can you hold your breath, and or counting breaths and all of that. Just it got monotonous, it got boring. And I had already done a series called Meditate on Me, where I did guided meditation. And so it was like, hey, I wonder if we could use the basic breathing model of the Wim Hof method of, basically 30 to 40 breaths, approximately 2 minutes of, breathing, 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 getting filled up with oxygen. And then releasing your breath and holding for, the goal is 2 minutes. It sometimes takes some time to work up to that. And then at the end of that, you breathe in, hold for 10 counts, let go, and repeat that 3 times. And I just find it energizing, strengthening to my, immune system and all of that. But I was bored with just kind of following along, counting breaths, all of that. And I started engaging spiritually with the Lord in it. And that just added a whole nother level to it. Particularly for me, it's my time when I engage for my children. I have three children. It's three rounds, and so it kind of works. Each round I'm focusing on one of my children, engaging with them, releasing love, at all kinds of good energy to them. And it was such a blessing in my life. I thought, with, kind of like meditate on me, maybe I could do guided, this model. And so it kind of expanded from there. I do, a series on declarations. There's kind of a foundation to learn and grow how to do it. And I'm continuing to expand different series that you can engage with. So you don't get bored and you have something to engage in while you're doing the breathing.
I love it. And I know from my experience, I mean, I had learned about the benefits. You mentioned oxygenation of the blood. And you even mentioned that when you breathe out, you hold your breath, so all of the breath is out and you hold it. That's really when the oxygenation happens. Is that
Yes.
correct?
Yes.
That's amazing. And there's all kinds of scientific studies. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that after I'd already been using the Wim Hof method, I went to a retreat center and did a breath work session with someone, and it was a different model and a different technique. But she recommended a book that has so radically helped me in this journey. It's called Just Breathe by Dan
Awesome.
Brulé.
Okay.
And what I love about it is he describes all the different kinds of methods and processes, because there is a lot out there. And what was so amazing to me is how our creator created us with this ability with just breathing,
Just
simple.
breathing.
You know, whether through our nose or our mouth, whether deep breaths. There's even a section in there that talks about the benefits of shallow breathing. And I was so surprised because I was like, what? I thought, it needed to be deep breathing. But there are some, disease processes that using shallow breath can bring healing. And so it's such a fascinating look at just this breadth of what our breath can do, the amazing way we were created to function to really heal our body, our soul, and our spirit. And one of the things that he brings out is even something as simple as yawning.
You mentioned yawning in one of your videos.
And
That's
the funny thing is,
amazing.
usually we try to cover up our yawn, and yet it is a beautiful thing. So next time you see someone yawn, don't be offended that they're bored, but it's actually their body getting some energy and some flow so they can keep focused.
That's amazing. I've heard that yawning helps digestion. It stretches the face muscles. There's literally thousands of muscles in your face that are connected to your eye, your ocular, your scalp, your brain. You've mentioned not nitric oxide in one of your videos.
Yes.
That's amazing. Can you hold up that book one more time and we'll make sure that we put a
Sure.
link that mention it. Just Breathe, Mastering Breathwork, Dan Boulay. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Now, we did have another amazing practitioner. Her name is Tara Bianca, who may be coming or may have already passed. I'm not sure. If she's already passed, you can get that video in VIP. And she mentioned that holding, well, she mentioned all kinds of amazing things about breathing. She said, look, it's the only thing that we have to do. Like
Yes.
you could go for a month even without eating. You can go for a few days or maybe a couple of weeks without drinking, but breathing a few minutes and
Yep.
that's it. You're out of there, you know. Wow. She mentioned that if you're in a panic, that if somebody who, let's say, has propensity for an anxiety attacks
Yes.
or knows anxiety, and that's actually myself, my entire family prone to them. Maybe a lot of viewers can relate. And that sometimes can lead to a panic attack. If you hold the breath just picture those, hold it for a few seconds, it actually will calm it.
Yes.
Okay. So that's correct. Now, when I have done your stuff and holding for longer periods of time, I find the panic increasing.
Yes.
And this is where I'm going to tell my story a little bit. And I'd love for you to comment on this, because I want people, I encourage people to use these methods, and mm-hmm. I don't want you to be afraid of it. And I want to prepare you if this were to happen.
Yes.
Because we're all dealing with all different kinds of things, you know, that is part of our crisis, our victim to victorious, our crisis to calm story, right?
Yes.
Encourage you to do these methods. And if this something like this were to happen to you, this is what we can, how you can look at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, I was in my portable sauna, which is like covered, you know, like some of this little womb thing. And I did have to open the thing, and, you know, eventually I breathed, but I felt, I'll just be honest with you, I felt like a deep trauma coming up or something.
Yes.
So can you speak into that? If somebody has that experience, what might be going on? I mean,
so there's different ways to look at it, and you can, you know, one of the things is just don't push yourself beyond, mm-hmm. you know, where you're at. I don't always make two minutes. Sometimes it has to do with trauma or stress. And so the biggest thing is to really just relax when you're doing it. And that's why I think some of the visualization can help in that process. However, having said that, one of the things that Dan shares in this book is actually a method to overcome PTSD using holding your breath.
Wow.
Even though it sounds counterintuitive,
yeah,
there is scientific evidence that for the next 30 minutes after holding your breath for extended periods of time,
okay.
it increases blood flow to your brain by 300%.
Wow.
So this is actually something really good to do before, you know, taking a test,
yeah.
or, you know, other performance types of things, because that holding your breath is going to increase, you know, the blood supply to your brain.
And does it matter? Because like in your formula, you're letting all of the breath out.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you hold it. Does it make a difference? Like holding it while you're, you know, if you do an inhale and then hold it, or if you exhale and then hold
My
it.
My understanding is that in the model of helping PTSD is you can do either way, and you can even do midway. You can release partway and hold. And it's going to be just as effective.
That's amazing.
And I think part of it too, I think you're going to have Misty on, and I don't know what all Misty Tugas on. I don't know if she talked about her illumination technique about pressing through to the other side.
Yes.
And I think that holding the breath, even when you are panicking,
okay.
can get you to that letting go and get to the other side of it.
Okay.
So there's some different, you know, avenues of this. You know, of course, don't go beyond, you know, what you can handle and pass out and all of those kinds of things.
Right, right.
Be gentle with yourself and with the process. And if you can't hold your breath for 2 minutes, it's okay. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
It's, you know, extending that time. You know, as much as you can, because of the benefits that you're going to get.
Maybe like if you're holding your breath, quite frankly, I could only do it for like 45 seconds. It's just still, I'm up to a minute now, but like when I first started, it was like 15 seconds. I would just get so panicky.
Yes.
And I would say, okay, I'm just, well, for one thing, the guided meditation, the visualization, and you're with our creator, you put us into that place of being in a very safe place with Father,
yes.
quite frankly. And that really, really helps, you know, for those of us on that path, or just connecting to the divine. It's like, I am safe here.
Yes.
I am not alone. Here's the thing is that what I'm noticing is that when I did it, there's a panicky feeling of being all alone.
Interesting.
And that just probably is connected to my trauma or whatever, you know, my particular trauma is from childhood or whatever. But then the visualization that you were giving, providing, helped me to remember that I'm not alone.
That's right. That's good.
That, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That I'm surrounded with so much love, so much compassion, so much support from Father, from Creator. And it just helped me to kind of hang on just a little bit longer.
And what I found too is sometimes moving and changing position and even lifting your hands above your head.
Yeah.
That's expanding, you know, your capacity and so on. Okay. And so when I get to that point where it's like, oh, I don't think I can hold on any longer, I'll shift position, raise my hands up, and I can usually get another 10 to 15, 20 seconds just in that place.
Shifting position. If you're in a portable sauna, open up the thing.
Yes.
You don't have to stay in. You know, I like to do the extreme. I'm just going to go for it. It's like, maybe it's not a good idea to do it in a portable sauna. You know, you've got that heat in there.
Yes.
I don't suggest it. That was my experience. Okay. And then talk about the hot and talk about the shower, the cold showers. Now, I know that's his thing.
And yes.
Of course, it's inspired by Wim Hof. And you said that prior to really diving into breathing techniques, you actually partook in the immune system effects of cold showers.
Yes.
Talk a little
hot,
bit about
cold, yes.
Your experience and then, you know, why you decided to add it into breathing transformation.
Yes, for me, the cold shower is really powerful and energizing at the end. And of course, when you first start, it may be challenging, and you can start with a hot shower, a warm shower, and then at the end, transition to cold. It's always best to end on cold in that place, you know, just for your circulation and the stimulation and so on.
Okay.
But that hydrotherapy has incredible health benefits as well. Getting your circulation going, giving that boost of energy, and all of those things is a great way to start your day. Now, the breathing prepares you for it. And so it's good to do the breathing and then go, you know, immediately into the shower for it to be most effective and for it to be easier to handle. Now, the interesting thing is that when we were first doing this, we lived in California, and the water in California doesn't get super, super cold. And I could last the cold water very easily. And then we moved to Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Yeah.
And we got into the winter, and it's like, oh my. So my showers are, my cold showers are much shorter here in the winter time because it is icy, icy, icy cold. And so again, we're not trying to, you know, compete and to do all this. You know, if you enjoy that and want to stretch yourself, you're welcome to do that. The longer you stay in the cold, you know, there is increased health benefits to your immunity.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I like your, you know, the gentle traveler, healer, however you put it, because want to be gentle on ourselves. And I've spent a lot of time early on, you know, being strict and rigid and all kinds of things. And so, you know, there's days where it's like, I'm not going to breathe today. I'm not going to take my cold shower, you know, and having grace to have a day off here and there and to not be forcing myself or my body, you know, into some things where I'm not ready for it.
Yeah. And taking it day by day. I know as somebody, and maybe a lot of folks can relate with an autoimmune, some days are better than others, or I'm healing from an autoimmune situation. Thyroid issues, Raynaud's, these are all kind of temperature regulator issues. And so I would say you would just want to be a little bit gentle with yourself. But a question I actually had is, when you're doing the hot cold, is it better to say, do you like less time, icy cold, and then go to hot, or more time, kind of temperate water, and then go back? You know what I mean?
The way I learned early on in my life about the hydrotherapy, you know, when I was first sick, the principle was as hot as you can stand it for 3 minutes. And your core gets heated up to where you are ready for the cold.
Ready for the cold.
And then you actually are welcoming the cold because you've been so hot. And going back and forth, 3 minutes hot, 30 to 60 seconds cold, depending on, you know, your tolerance level. Doing 3 rounds of that. Now, if you do that, it can really drain you because you've gone back and forth between these extremes, and you would want to rest afterwards for, you know, 20 minutes, lay down for 20 minutes. However, you know, with the Wim Hof method of either taking a hot shower ending in cold or taking a straight cold shower, you know, when you're done, you feel energized, you're ready to go, you shouldn't need to lay down.
Yeah, I really do feel pretty good after the hot and cold. There's always that moment like, oh man, I don't want to do this. And it's like come on. And you just it's kind of like the breathing. I don't want to do, you know. You just you know, again, be gentle with yourself. For people that might be cold sensitive, the hot cold, what I've heard is a good alternative to cryotherapy. There's a lot, and actually hyperthermia therapy too. You know, there are a lot of folks that can't do long-term sauna time as well, just for various reasons, especially if you have hormone regulation issues. I know once I went through perimenopause, I wasn't able to do sauna as long or even at all. I would just get a headache for a while. So being real gentle with your body, you know, every day and every season of life, we go through different things. And the hot cold shower is like a way to get those hot heat shock proteins, that oxygen, that and the, you know, going at your own pace, pushing yourself just a little bit with the breathing, I think is just a great alternative. Plus, it's a lot less expensive, right? You know, than like having to go down to an infrared sauna or go to a cryotherapy lab, you know, or whatever. So awesome. Okay. Now, is there anything else you want to talk about with the breathing transformations? You mentioned that if people want to sign up and, you know, check that out. Now, I've only gone, I think, like two levels down where there's the intros and then there's declarations. I'm not sure what is the rest of it. Is it just kind of goes into different categories of being with father, of deepening your, okay, do you also extend the time of
I've
holding
kept it
prana?
pretty much the same. You know, I do encourage people to, you know, I do 3 rounds, but you can actually do 4 rounds if, or five if you want to extend it and just continue that breathing process. Now, I will say that when I was doing this in California, obviously it was lower elevation and was able to do it fairly easy. I could do the 2 minutes, you know, relatively easy. When we moved to Colorado Springs in a much higher level, you know, elevation and a different oxygen, you know, level, that I had to adjust. And, you know, I'm not doing it as long as I did in California. And so obviously, if you are in at a higher elevation, you know, again, having grace for yourself, you know, in that breathing process.
Absolutely. I mean, just being, you know, a lot of folks, I lived in Colorado for like 6 or 7 years, and I noticed just my lung capacity improved just being at that higher elevation,
Yes,
you know.
definitely.
And so, you know, if you're in a higher elevation, you're in the mountains, or if you're in Colorado at all, anywhere, know that you're kind of getting a lung, you know, a respiratory workout, a heart workout just by being in that area. And yeah, be easy on yourself, be gentle on yourself. So Adina, one last question. Did you want to do a breathing technique with us? Do you want to lead us through? What are you
We
thinking?
could. You know, I don't know what some of the other people have done. There's some simple ones that you can do to, you know, help relax, to help calm down. Sometimes when you have the hamster wheel going, particularly maybe at night and you can't go to sleep, that some of the breathing techniques is just counting your breaths and being aware, conscious breathing, these types of things will help kind of break you out of the hamster wheel cycles, thought carousel, and get you into some of those places of relaxation. And
Awesome.
so some of other people may on here may have already done the 4, 7, and 8,
I say
technique.
let's do it. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Actually, somebody did I think it was a 4-6, but
Okay.
not so let's do it. Let's do the 4-7-8. This is
So the
great
four,
practice
yeah,
everybody
the
here.
four, seven, eight is 4 counts in, hold for 7,
Okay.
exhale for 8. And
Wow.
again, when you're first doing that, it can be hard to, hold and exhale for longer. And so you
Okay.
can do it in different ratio, but keep that ratio of 4, 7, and 8.
And it almost feels like a mini Wim Hof.
It
I think I can do seven. I think I can do seven. Should we, would you like to lead us through just a couple of reps of that?
Sure, I can take you through a couple of rounds. And to begin with, again, visualization, I think, is a powerful part of this. And so encourage you just, to start off with, just take some deep breaths and to visualize a peaceful place for you and what that looks like. And again, that's going to be different for everyone. I like, meadow scene or the ocean. You just don't want to do something that's going to be stress inducing. So
Right. Like you
like
don't want to imagine yourself climbing a mountain, like, rappelling off of something. That's another kind of visualization.
yes. So just get in a comfortable position and relax, and we'll begin. So inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. One more time. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Relax.
Wow, that's
So it's
amazing.
fairly simple things that you can do, anywhere you are. If you're in a meeting and you're bored, you can do it.
Right?
You're driving down the road, just make sure that you're not getting dizzy or anything like that. Talking to some people and listening to something, watching television, whatever it is, these are things that we can do to really improve our health that will affect every part of our body.
What do you suggest people do if they notice the monkey mind, what we call the monkey mind, just this the thoughts just going like crazy? Oftentimes they're going like crazy anyways, but when you stop and do the breathing, you've really noticed them. Like what is your suggestion for that?
So to me, when I'm focusing on counting breathing, particularly if it's a more complicated pattern, that helps distract me. Another method I really encourage, I don't know if you have anyone in the summit talking on this, but EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, or tapping. But doing some tapping is going to also be that physical distraction. To get out of those cycles and to get shifted.
Absolutely. So you can do this breathing technique. We do have actually a couple of people talking about EFT. You can do this breathing technique while you're doing the tapping series and the affirmations, or maybe you could just tap and as you're doing the the counting, right? You don't necessarily have to do the affirmation. And I always tell people, you know, if you feel a little weird about doing any of this stuff, measure your stress level between 1 and 10 before you do the activity.
Yes.
Do just a few rounds like we just did. That was like a couple minutes, maybe even less. And then measure afterwards.
Yes.
And 9 times out of 10, you'll see it go down at least by 2. You know, 10 being I am like ready to like go crazy. 1 is like you're, you know, you're pretty mellow or you're asleep, you know. So, you know, like just that couple of minutes, I think it went down by about 3. And then you can do it again. You know, do another rep and do it again. So good. Thank you, Adina. Last question. What other insights do you have you'd like to share with us for people who are going through crisis right now? Whatever. I mean, we at this summit are talking about a broad range of crisis situations. So we have a very loose term of that. Could be somebody just got downsized, somebody's in an abusive relationship, somebody has a health crisis, i.e. they just got diagnosed with something, or it could just be you're in chronic stress, you're in that hamster wheel of heightened stress, and you're just tired of it. You know, you're tired of being in like low level crisis all the time, right? Everybody's going through so much. Do you have any other insights or any other suggestions for us?
You know, this is one of my passions because of my own journey, you know, where my body was affected by incredible stress, but because of being raised as a Christian, it was happy smile all the time and put on this, you know, smiley face, and you don't let anybody know because we praise the Lord in all things. Right. And while I totally believe in positivity and all of that, what it essentially did for me was cut off having any negative emotions and stuffing them. And I really believe that's why I got sick, because all of those emotions were stuffed into my body, and that's where it began to manifest. Yeah. And so, you know, in this process of healing journey is really learning who I really am. Not my coping mechanisms, not, you know, this facade, but who am I deeply at my core, and learning to take care of me, especially as women, our whole lives tend to be focused about caring for or helping other people. And we often neglect ourselves in that process. And so good self-care, breathing techniques, exercise is so key. And then really dealing with what is the root of these issues in our lives from trauma and processing those through. Mm-hmm. And so in addition to breathing transformations, along with that, we have a course called Transformations, Becoming Who You Are. And it's just an exciting course that we have along. I'm one of the instructors as well as several others. Misty Tugas is part of that as well. And it's beautiful, because we do it, most of us do it in a group. And so we have different groups who are in different places along the course, but you have that weekly support to process through, you know, that you're not the only one going through, you know, X, Y, Z, whatever it is, is that there's other people. And every week, you know, there's some people who are having incredible victories and other people are struggling. And, you know, as we share together, we're encouraged to keep on the journey and to keep pressing through into that place of wholeness.
It's so powerful. I am actually, as a participant in both breathing transformations and transformations, what I find it so freeing is that we can just be ourselves. We don't have to be ashamed to, it's a safe place to talk about whatever is on our heart and our experiences if we choose to or not.
Yes.
You know? We can choose to, or we can not choose to. We can choose to turn our video on. We can choose to not turn our video on. You know, there's no pressure, but it's a safe space.
Yes.
So good. So good. I'm so impressed and so grateful for that group. I really, really am. All right. Is there anything else you would like to share with us as we wrap up? Any other final words you'd like to say?
Just want to encourage people to explore the process of breathing and all of the width, length, and breadth of different ways that we can breathe and engage. One of my favorites is laughter, and you might not have thought of that as a breathing technique, but it actually is. We all need more laughter in our lives in times when there's a lot of crisis and serious things going on. But the more that we can laugh, even if you don't have anything funny to laugh about, but just getting that belly laugh out for no reason, it'll start you chuckling and it will be healthy for your body, your soul, and your spirit.
A great medical, actually, I think he was a psychologist, but Norman Cousins. I don't know if you've
Yes.
ever heard of Norman Cousins, cured a amazing, I don't know what he had, but he had a pretty debilitating condition. He claims turned it around through laughter, which is, you hear of people that have serious diagnosis and they just watch funny movie after
Yes.
funny movie, and they just laugh. And you think about it, that is a breathing technique. You might not ever really notice that. You always think, oh, you're producing feel good hormones, serotonin or whatever, but actually you're oxygenating your blood.
Yes. Yes. And
Awesome.
a merry heart is good medicine. So there we go.
And then there's just other components to just being joyful in your body that
Yes.
I think we don't even understand, but we know it works. We know it can heal. We know it can heal.
Yes.
Awesome. So you mentioned a couple other programs. Is there anything going on that you'd like to announce at this point as we move in to say goodbye? Any other final? We are going to have a video link
Yes.
that explains a little bit more about the breathing technique. You check out. We're going to have a link to the KT community, Kingdom Talks community, and any other conferences or any other meetups or anything you'd like to announce.
If you are interested in the class called Transformations, we will be starting a new group in January. So be on the lookout for that.
Awesome. So awesome. Okay. Thank you so much, Adina, for coming.
Oh, thank you, Nikki. It was a joy to be with
This
you.
is just a pleasure talking with you. And everybody, stay tuned for the next one. This is Nikki with Victim to Victorious Summit. Bye for now.
Bye.